Good morning, a Monday morning. We are with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
We are fastly approaching the end of session in New York, and we'll start with the issue of licenses for undocumented immigrants. Groups are gathering in Queens around Senator Gennaris' office.
Right. Pro-immigrant groups are trying to put the pressure on Senate leadership. The Assembly is expected to take up the measure on tomorrow, and now all eyes will turn to the Senate. Last week, immigrant groups held a rally in front of Andrea Stewart Cousins, the Senate Majority Leader's office, and today it'll be in front of Deputy Leader Mike Gianaris with the message, you've got to get this done. We elected a Democratic Senate for votes like this, and it has to happen. A new Siena poll came out today that showed that it still remains an unpopular issue. 53% oppose giving driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants, a right they used to have, by the way, in New York, and is still in 12 states allow, and 41% support it. However, other polls have shown that when you explain the issue to people, the numbers actually go up and get closer.
There's also tenant protections, rent control, and a deadline.
Right. A lot of things may hinge to this week. The rent laws in New York City mainly expire on the 15th, which is Saturday. So that is the deadline. Now, would I be surprised if it expires and they do a couple of day extension? No, I wouldn't. But they're trying to work toward a deal. You would think it would have been easier than it has been. It's not that unlike previous years when the Republicans controlled the Senate, it's not like the laws are either being trying to be watered down. No one's trying to water them down. But the question is, how long will they be expanded for and how expansive will that extension be?
Will the governor continue to harp on the Senate and their lack of progressiveness?
That is still getting ugly, or is ugly. The governor has been really hammering, almost setting up the argument that if issues like rent control aren't as far left as the progressives want, he's trying to place the blame on the Senate Democrats. And last week he said multiple times, including on this station, Talon Chartok, that, look, you know, the Assembly is further on, and the Senate can't go as left as the Assembly, so let the Senate pass what it can pass. The Assembly will pass it, and I'll sign it. So he really set it up that it's all in the hands of the Senate. The Senate obviously disagrees, and they want the governor at the table. So it's we're going to see how it goes this week, but the clock is ticking.
Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Thanks for your keen analysis.
Anytime. Be well.